Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see. Django Man Vibes. Can you hear me? Let me know you can hear me.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a
you
business,
guys can't hear me?
You already fucked.
Oh, I can hear you. Thanks, bro. Okay, good. Good. You can hear me. So I gotta wait the blog talk.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear
Joe. It's his motherfucking introduction.
All right, I guess you can't fuck me.
Yo.
This is really pissing me off. If I wouldn't be fucking with Steve and Dean, I wouldn't be knowing about all this goddamn shit. 916. 916, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Professor.
Oh, man, this is fucked up.
Hello?
Yo. All right, man, I guess I'm not going to be able to do my blog talk shit because I'm not hearing you. You ain't hearing me.
Professor.
All these goddamn calls.
Professor.
Hey, 678, you can't hear a nigga either, right?
Yeah, we hear you. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, man, I'm going to just go back to the stream yard shit. This is really bothering me. He can't hear us. Yeah, I can. We can hear you, huh? That intro too loud. Oh, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Hey, Alexa, off.
Later. This week.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
God damn.
Man, this is absolutely crazy, man. We can hear you. Okay, man. Okay, you guys. You can hear me, but evidently, for whatever reason, I can't fucking hear you. So let's just go on, man. I'm going to have to start over. God damn it. Shit's going on, god damn it. I'm telling you, Sidewalk University is growing. Sidewalk University is becoming what I wanted it to become. It's like not only going to take care of me, but I'm saying it may be something I can leave behind. I really want to do that. I want to make a mark. The reason I'm like I am is because I believe I can make a mark. I already did in the pimping, man, but that's just pimping. Well, I give a fuck about it, but it ain't about pimping with me no more. It's more about me. It's more about how I handle myself. And I realize, I hate to just repeat this, but I got to repeat it. I've told you several times, I'm not afraid of doubt. I'm not. I doubt shit all the time. I doubt myself all the time. So what I'm saying is, that's one of the most important things. Well, not that. Doubt, but learning about doubt is one of the most important things we do at Sidewalk University. Because what I'm saying is, if I don't doubt myself, I'm not going to go. I mean, I'll just be, I don't know, man, doubt is my gas. Doubt forces me to think. And thinking forces me to face whatever it is I'm thinking about. So, hold on. So, you know, what I'm trying to tell you is this. I be thinking about a lot of shit when I start doubting. And I was doubting my success with SWU. And the more I doubted it, the more I just was tripping. But let me tell you something, man. I kind of doubted where I was going with SWU. I knew where I wanted to go, or I know where I want to go. But, shit, man, it just was really tripping me out. But I had to relearn what I teach. And this is going to sound crazy because I've been teaching this for 5 years. But if you don't experience, you know, real doubt, I mean, you could doubt this, doubt that, you know, and it could, you know, work your mind. But real doubt, something about you got to spend money on, something about you really want to do, you know, that is big to you, and then you start doubting that type of goal. See, that shit does something to you. Any motherfucking way. I was teaching my group about doubt. And I basically told them, man, the worst thing, the scariest fucking thing about doubt for me is that it just makes me think. Now, if that's scary for you, okay, but if that's supposed to be scary, that's the scariest thing that I go through, having to think. And I fucking tell my group all the time, if you scared to think, you ain't going to tell yourself the truth. And if you don't tell yourself the truth, you ain't going to have no motherfucking confidence. Because we on the tip of think it, do it. Why? Because I'm not going to think to kill no cop. I ain't going to think to motherfucking jump off some kind of goddamn bridge. I ain't gonna think to do none of that crazy what if bullshit you motherfuckers think. Why? Because I know me and I control my thoughts. I teach this shit. You see my fucking real shit if I want to, but I ain't. I'm talking real shit. Real shit that I teach motherfuckers. Now, I mean, uncertainty is pretty fucking scary. It is. But I'm not afraid to be scared. I'm not. I'm confident. I can hang. I don't fucking trip like you trip. But I do. Uncertainty, doubt, all that shit comes to me. Being confident don't mean that I don't have any fear. See, you better... You better not go nowhere with me, because shit, I'll be scared of all kind of goddamn shit. Confidence means that I don't let fear handle me. I handle it. See, that's the big point. I don't let fear stop my forward momentum. Shit. I think shit, and I do it. After it gets completed, I might think about it, but you ask anybody to fuck with me in SWU, the best thing in life is to trust yourself. And you can't do that until you learn how to do it. And I have to reintroduce you to someone you haven't seen or met or been around in a long time. And it takes 3 weeks. And that's the real you. Man, I'm bringing him out. Because I'm smashing that fake bullshit. You ask anybody to fuck with me. Bro, I don't give a fuck what you think, how you think it, how long you've been thinking it. It's bullshit, and I'm going to bust your motherfucking ass out. Period. I was, I was speeding along the highway of life or the interstate of life. And I had, slipped. And not check my security tank. That's like my gas tank. So now that I've refueled it with doubt, because, you know, if you ain't doubting shit, you ain't thinking. I doubt a lot of shit. And I prove my doubt either wrong or right. See, that's what you don't do. You just sit up and doubt. And then you want to trip on what you doubt. Man, fuck you. That's what I think. I'm going to use all this shit. And I use all the shit that I'm telling you in my fucking class. This semester is the biggest. And it was, at this point, it got the most motherfuckers, 15. I'm always having two or three motherfuckers graduating. What I'm saying is, unlike you, I ain't afraid to doubt some shit that I'm doing. And as I doubted this shit, it was some dudes in my group that are businessmen. I think one of them is in marketing or something. But it's all business. And them motherfuckers love me because I'm real. And they are actually learning some shit. I fuck a memorization because you can memorize what's in a goddamn book on some fucking film. Don't nobody care. Your fucking ass can't go out and do it in the field. And if you can, cool. Because that's where it's important. As a matter of fact, one major accomplishment I've made where I didn't doubt whether or not I knew I needed to learn. Nothing I've done. I mean, everything. I was telling you about faith a couple of videos ago. And I have a great deal of faith in what I believe, so I never really doubted that I would learn what I need to learn. I might have doubted it about, the time period. Am I learning it fast enough? But about learning it, I never doubted that. I ain't tripping about that. My thing is, man, this cat thing. Hey, 613, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's me, man. 631, man. How you doing, bud?
No more.
Can you hear me, bud?
Anyway, let me get to SWU. Because I want you to understand, I'm serious about teaching you this shit. I'm not just saying this shit. See, at SWU, we learn to deal with problems in real time. When they happen, we learn to accept whatever the results or consequences are going to be. Now, I'm telling you, the only way to be what we believe is to stay on your ABP. Always be playing, because when you ain't playing, you're going to get played, period. My life is open book. Well, almost. And the reason I say almost is because what I learned to be the motherfucker I am is still quite a mystery to poke to most of you motherfuckers. Most of you have no idea what the fuck I know. Hence, SWU's importance. Now, when you come into SWU, you don't know about conversation. Number one, you do not know anything about women. Number two. Number three, you don't know anything about your environment, wherever you are, as far as talking to whoever you're talking to. Man, all this works in your favor when you know that shit. If you want some details, man, come on in. Get with me. Because I'm telling you, I am what I say I am. And I've learned it, and I can teach it. I want to teach it. Now, even though I talk shit every motherfucking day, something about how it's done, I guess on Facebook and all that other bullshit, I just didn't like. And it was bothering me, so I stopped fucking with Facebook. Well, if you notice, I don't even really, post shit on Facebook. Because I mean, it was good for what it was good for, but it wasn't really good for what I wanted. What I wanted was a full-fledged business. And these brothers that's in my group, they didn't brought it to me like that. And I haven't even, I mean, I'm with it, but I haven't joined any of the meetings yet. Because I want them to graduate first. Graduate. I don't want you fucking with this while you trying to graduate. But this is big to me. Man. The first thing you're going to get at a Sidewalk University is the proper perspective and mentality on how to have women. There's a certain way you got to think. If you want to have them, if you don't, don't. But what I'm saying, most of you don't realize how it's done, even though you may have a girlfriend or have had a few girlfriends. But that's really it. You can only have one at a time. And that, my friend, isn't displaying the game that I motherfucker speak of. But, of course, I was pimping then. I ain't pimping no more. But I still got that game. So shouldn't I, being a sharp motherfucker, know how to use this shit without asking a bitch to sell up pussy? Man, hell motherfucking yeah. So what I'm saying is that's what I get these motherfuckers. Pimp game, but they not trying to be pimps. Now one of you motherfuckers can tell me you can catch a bitch quicker, faster, get a bitch to do what the fuck you want to do more than one at a time like a motherfucking pimp. And I know the secret. I know how we do it. Plus I went to school, so I know how to teach it. Fuck you if you don't believe me. I don't care. You know why, bro? Because there's a gang of motherfuckers that do believe. Now, never mind the negativity that you read in the shit I be saying. Never mind that. You're in the mix, so you have a shot. The thing is, what good is it to have a fucking loaded gun if you don't know how to shoot? Oh, man, there's so many things that you should want to know about captivating a woman's attention that you learn at SWU. Man, how do you think I was Rosebud? God damn. Man, I'm Bud. Hey, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. You can get what I'm talking about at SWU, not learning how to be a pimp. I ain't trying to show nobody how to be no goddamn pimp. I'm trying to show a motherfucker how to have a bitch. I'm trying to show a motherfucker how to have what you want in your goddamn life. At work. At home. Talking to your boss. Talking to a co-worker. Talking to a motherfucker, because you're going to know all about conversation. And you gonna know, we don't talk to shoot the shit. Man, go shoot the shit with some other motherfucker. I ain't shooting the shit with you. I talk because I got something to say that's important. Else I ain't saying shit. That's how I feel about what the fuck I'm saying. Now, the second thing that you gonna learn is how you're supposed to represent yourself at all times as a man in your position, the way you're seen by all who get to see you, should represent a gentleman in all categories. But ain't no punk in that motherfucker. They can see that by the way you look, by the way you talk, how you act. Any motherfucker with game can see it. So that's why you won't be hearing or be seeing me, you know, on that Facebook bullshit no more. I mean, I might go on there, you know, every blue moon, but I don't fuck with it no more. I outgrew it. Too much fake bullshit on it. So, I got to represent the level of life that I'm on. And I'm living a life where I'm responsible, got big responsibilities, because these dudes seriously believe what I'm saying. And some of them, they doubt themselves while they're hearing it. They doubt themselves while the assignment. And I got to know what to say to them to make them, you know, feel like they can, you know, get down. Because if they feel like they can't, I can't help them. As long as they feel like they can, I can help them. Because all you got to do is face it. What I'm saying is this, fellas. None of the shit is worth the downgrade I might expose myself to. You know, doing that little Facebook shit. I gotta represent the level of life that I'm living. And little shit that I was engaging in with these no-name characters that want to try to challenge me in one way or another, it's a no-no now. Now, the third thing you gonna get is what to do to make your motherfucking star shine. It's a totally different time of day, so I accept you'll have some differences, but not many. Because no matter what you say, the way to be a man is the same as it was 200 years ago. You just have different things that you fuck with now. But just as times changes, the players of the game change too. I'm talking about the game of life. But you still don't fucking know what to do to shine. Things have changed. So you got to develop some fucking qualities. At least some of the goddamn qualities you believe you already have. Because you say you have them, but you don't. You don't show them. So, I mean, the most important thing you need to improve on is your conversation. You motherfuckers don't know how to talk. As hood nigga in my goddamn group. You know. Look, motherfucker. For one thing, the bitch don't know, and if she do know, you ain't thinking shit. She ain't supposed to fucking know. So quit that you know shit. And all that goddamn ghetto-ass fucking, I know what I'm talking about. Oh, man, come on, that ain't how you catch no bitch. You should hear that nigga now. You should hear that motherfucker now. Man, shit, if you're not up on the aspects of having a conversation, how the fuck can you use your conversation effectively? See, this is another aspect we master at Sidewalk University. We know a conversation is either a weapon or a tool. If it's a tool, you use it so that you can get whatever you're trying to get done. And if it's a weapon, it's to let all motherfuckers who hear you not fuck with you. They know not to. Therefore, there's only two uses I have for a conversation. One is to really get close to whoever the fuck I'm talking to. And the other one is so that ain't nobody gonna be fucking with me. I ain't scared to go no motherfucking where. Shit. So, what I'm saying is, Sidewalk University has a lot of things. I've been telling you about three things. I'm going to tell you about a fourth thing you're going to get. You're going to get how it feels to have some real game. You're going to understand what the word game really means. This bullshit all you fucking assholes be saying about gang. You don't know nothing about what it is. But a motherfucker at Sidewalk University learned. They learn. The only way you're going to get to live this life to the fullest is to get out there and use some of the shit I teach. Take your motherfucking chance. So you don't want to do that because you're too cool. Yeah, but them motherfuckers that's cool or not at Sidewalk University, they taking the chance. Because I showed them. What the fuck is wrong with it? The way you was doing it. So now they doing it right. The way we learned at Sidewalk University to identify the woman you want, because of course you don't think you should identify her. She should be a mystery to you. She should be whatever. Anyway, what I'm saying is we learned that we can identify the bitch we want on the fly. At the same time that I'm taking care of some business in other areas of my life, I can see a bitch that I want to fuck with and go fuck with her. Because that's what we do. I ain't got to catch her. Because if the bitch don't fuck with me, it's her loss. I don't care. You know, I play fool any motherfucking way. So, let me tell you something else. See, what you guys are doing is like shortchanging yourself. Because you think of all these things that women should be thinking. Therefore, a lot of things you should be doing, you ain't doing because you're thinking female thoughts. All this business of having to take care of women is something that you've been bred to believe. But let me tell you something, that SW, we know that shit ain't true. We ain't taking care of no bitch emotions. If you ain't responsible for what the fuck you think, that's on you. And if what you think, you know, you tell it to me, and I think, you know, I got something to say or whatever, I'm going to say it, whatever the fuck it is. That's what we do at SW. We ain't scared of no bitch shit. Fuck that. I ain't holding nothing in so I can bust later. No. Fuck that. Man, I got something else. The sixth motherfucking thing, and maybe this is the last thing that I'm going to give you. Because even though I'm telling you this shit, I'm only touching on what we do. The sixth thing is that you'll be perceived, you'll be seen as a, not a giant, but as a real motherfucker. People will be saying, what happened to you? What have you done? There's something different about you. Because at SW, we learn how to plot out a plan and carry it out to completion. That's how we roll. So, I mean, you're going to get to see how, you know, that was accomplished by me. But you don't have to do it for yourself. That's the good thing about my school. Motherfuckers actually know me. It would be, let's say I got a boxing school and it costs $7. Cheap as hell to go there. And Muhammad Ali had a boxing school two doors down and his shit cost $7. Who the fuck do you think they would go to? Even if Muhammad Ali was dead, which he is, and rest in peace. But I'm saying, who would they go to that's that name brand motherfucker? That's why motherfuckers fucking with me. Because I'm name brand motherfucker. Don't be mad at me. My brand speak for itself. My brand ain't no bullshit. Worth a fuck. So, you got to go to my site, AskRosebud.com. You know, I ain't kidding you. I ain't making shit up. My course is really some bomb-ass motherfucking shit. My school, I think after these fucking brothers who've gone through a semester showed me there's motherfuckers that can learn this shit in a semester like I thought. Had me tripping, telling them, man, maybe they can't learn it in a semester. It can be learned in a semester. You just got to be down and dirty like these fools is for me. Now, took me 5 years to find a group like this. And the motherfuckers graduate. Some of them not. I mean, some of them ain't going to graduate, but they coming back next semester free. Come on, man. You can't, everybody can't get this in one fucking semester. I mean, in one goddamn. What the fuck is going on with my, excuse me, y'all. Oh, that's what's going on. Okay. Any motherfucking way. I'm just saying. Go to my site, and you'll see that my course is really the shit. Now, after learning this shit, and you go out and whatever you do, hit the bars, clubs, whatever the fuck, almost immediately you go get some action. Because you know how to see it now. You motherfuckers don't even know what action is. You gotta learn this shit. It just don't come to you. And the way the fuck you've been raised to ignore it. To overlook anything action. Why? Because your mom, you know, thinks she don't need a man. I'm just saying, man, I ain't mad at y'all, mama. I ain't mad at them. That's just what time they was raised and the environment they was raised in. But what I'm saying is, the reason you're going to get action is because the course combined with Sidewalk University make you live it attitude shows you how to spot all the fucking action that you've been missing. But you got to remember, that first action you get ain't real. Oh, you didn't know that either, huh? Well, I ain't going to explain that. You better bring your ass to motherfucking Sidewalk University. Or don't. I mean, it's up to you. But what the fuck I'm saying is, you have to handle yourself according to the situation. And you might even take a bit home. But you got to remember, you know, not to limit your quest to just getting pussy. Man, if you ain't got nothing for the bitch to do, then that's all you doing is getting some goddamn pussy. Man, I wish I would just fuck a bitch just to fuck her. This bitch gonna do something for me. I will admit, I'm a little duller in that area than I was when I was pimping hoes and slapping hoes, watching those riding around the table, made clothes, dying, it's dripping from everywhere. Nigga attitude say, I don't care. The heaviest thing I live is what that bitch earned. The hardest thing I do is bust a motherfucking U-turn. Because I'm a goddamn pimp nigga. At least that's what I was. So, I know most of you motherfuckers that, you know, bought the course, bought it so you can catch a bitch. But, you know, once you get into the motherfucking course, you're going to see that this shit is way more than catching a bitch. This shit is more than catching a bitch. This shit is reintroducing yourself to you. Because a lot of you motherfuckers left yourselves behind. You don't even know who you are. If you don't come to SWU, give yourself 6 or 7 months to fucking learn the course on your own, and you're going to learn 15% of what's in there, and you're going to think you sharp as a motherfucker. You got to think about it. If it's 100 things to learn, and you know zero, and when you, you know, study the course, you learn 15 things, and these 15 things is like changing your fucking life. You would say, man, I'm sharp. Totally forgetting. There's fucking fucking 85 things you don't know. I don't forget that shit. You learning all 100 things fucking with me. And you gonna utilize all 100 things in real time fucking with me. All that bullshit y'all be talking about, what you would do tomorrow or the next. Come on, man. This shit will change your life. I know it. Changed my life. I get a lot of dudes asking me to stop selling the course because they don't want so many motherfuckers. No, man. You ain't going to be, no matter what, you will always be able to shine. Ain't going to never be so many motherfuckers. Unless it's a group of them like pimps. Yeah, I know. We was a group of motherfuckers and all of us was down and dirty. Fat pockets, gang of hoes. Yeah, I know. But that ain't what I'm coming from now. Some of them ain't coming from there either. But they know what they doing in life because they got game. Little motherfucker come to stop pimping at 60 and go to work on some job? Man, you guys are crazy. So, what you learn, or what you gonna learn, is that you awesome. If you allow yourself to be awesome, you would be awesome. With the confidence of a Lothario. You remember that Lothario motherfucker? Sir Lancelot, all them motherfuckers. And you gonna thank me from the bottom of your newfound goddamn heart. That's what you gonna do, because that's what I get every fucking semester. I just don't get a gang of motherfuckers graduating like I got now. So I'm gonna look at these questions, because we ain't get to use the fucking blog talk for the phone calls. I'll figure that out, and we'll do that another time. Yeah, preach whatever. This shit is enlightening. This is what it is. That's right, man. OG, cheaper reefer, bud. Fuck you, digital dynamite. Whatever, Don Coolio swap. Okay, straight bars. I looked at the baddest in the club, but one damn never looked back. She was hooked all night. Well, man, that's what you do. See, ignore a bitch. That's what you do. You go stand next to that bitch and don't even look at her. Fucking bitch. Number one, always be playing. Hey, that's what's up, baby. We could have you. We could hear you, Rosebud. Hey, bro, the here you use means over here. The here we're talking is H-E-A-R. I can't help it. Fucking teacher. Stay there. It's going good. Okay, man. Finally caught you live again. All right. Spam up the light. Don Coolio, I love you, nigga. Marcus. Marcus motherfucking Bradford. Graduate. Sidewalk University alumni. How can you tune in every day and get these breadcrumbs screaming you learn the game, but don't sign the best of you? That's what I'm talking about. Marcus, that's what's up, baby. You still in New York, I hope, huh? Much love, homie. Make sure y'all get proper doses of this game. Don't go consuming too much at one time. I got the confidence course, and it changed my life. Jay 3Z313. You see how much game you don't have. That's what you that. Hey, who was that? Wait a minute. Hey, J3Z313. Hit me, man. Ask Rosebud at gmail.com so I can drop that bomb ass shit on you. Free. The audio book, Rosebud, the American Pimp. Hit me, man. If you don't hit me today, I ain't going to remember you tomorrow. So you better hit me today, because I like what you just said. How is SW to me? That's like asking, how important is air to a bird? Hey, see, you guys think this motherfucker lying. But he ain't jocking me. This motherfucker learned so much. I'm going to say this, man. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to tell him you're a motherfucking real actor. This nigga is a real actor. Had a little jittery shit about him. And after fucking with me, the nigga said, come on, man. You got to go on the road with me to be my coach. I wanted to take that job. But I said, nigga, this shit you learned, you ain't gonna need no motherfucking coach. Just keep on doing what you didn't learn. And this is a year and a half or so later, several roles later, this motherfucker, I know there's some bitches out there listening, this is the motherfucker to fuck with, tall and handsome. Who the fuck calling me? Ooh. Hello? What you doing? Did you take care of that yesterday? Yeah. You motherfucker. Hey, you fine ass motherfucker. Why? You coming over later, right? You guess. Hey, matter of fact, yeah, I want you to, but I forgot. I answered the phone and got to talking to you. I'm making a video. I got to call you back. All right. God damn, I forgot. You see the little fine motherfucker be, oh, shit, I'm damn near through. Okay. But any motherfucking way. Hey, Marcus, you know, when you get to be like me, man, you could have them 26 calling your ass. Some of, you know, oh, gee. Yeah. What I'm saying is, fuck. Nigga be having fun. 50, 60, I'm about to be 70. And I'm still having fun. I don't give a fuck. I wake up, nigga sleeping on his side, and the nigga can't even turn over. You can only turn over one way, because if I go the way I'm facing, I can't turn over. Dig hard in the motherfuckers like a kickstand. I got to turn over backwards. My shit's still working good. Hey, you guys, I'm gone.